This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Two high-profile arrests in Texas linked to drug trafficking, says the Justice Department.
The Justice Department says Ismael El Mayo Zambada, a historic leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, the son of another infamous cartel leader, were arrested in El Paso on Thursday. A leader of the cartel for decades, alongside Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Zambada was known for running the cartel's smuggling operations, but keeping a lower profile. The Drug Enforcement Administration had offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to his capture. The Justice Department says the Sinaloa cartel is one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world. I'm Norman Hall.
Former President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet at Mar-a-Lago today. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met separately with Netanyahu at the White House yesterday to talk about the war in Gaza. Vice President Harris, the likely Democratic presidential nominee, saying,
I've said it many times, but it bears repeating. Israel has a right to defend itself, and how it does so matters.
Vice President Kamala Harris. Authorities say a burning car pushed into a gully started California's largest wildfire of the year. A suspect is under arrest. The Park Fire has burned more than 195 square miles near the city of Chico. Today, Friday, is the day Hollywood's video game performers are beginning a strike. Talks about a new contract with major game studios broke down over artificial intelligence protections. Overseas now, there are reports that high-speed trains around France have been hit by what are being called several malicious acts this morning. This on the day of the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics, though there's no immediate sign of a link to the games. An investigation is underway. This is AP News. Something new from Southwest Airlines.
Southwest Airlines has announced it plans to drop the open boarding system it has used for more than 50 years and will start assigning passengers to seats. That's how the other big airlines do it. Southwest says it has been running tests and surveying customers. Its research shows that preferences have changed over the years, and most travelers now want to know where they are sitting before they get to the airport. Southwest's unusual boarding process started as a fast way to load passengers and limit the time that planes and crews spent sitting idly on the ground, not making money. It allowed the company to add a few more flights to its daily schedule. Many of Southwest's loyal customers love open seating, but the airline thinks they will adapt. I'm Mike Hempen.
The UN is urging countries to take action to reduce the number of deaths from heat. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.